不圣经,
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处是在罗马书第十一章,
First one is in Romans chapter 11.
我想这段圣经就是回应我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的以赛亚书那个60章的一段话。
This passage is a response to the passage in Isaiah 60, our brother just led us to read.
什么时候耶和华按着定期来成就这件事?
When will the Lord perform His will in its time?
我想罗马书第十一章保罗就讲到那个奥秘, 回答了这个问题。
And in Romans 11, Paul speaks of the mystery, and this is the answer to that question.
我们来看罗马书第十一章第25节。
We will read Romans chapter 11, verse 25.
弟兄们,我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘,恐怕你们自以为聪明,就是以色列人有几分是应信的,等到什么时候?等到外邦人的数目填满了。 等到外邦人的数目填满了,那就是得救的人数填满了。Verse
25, For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. That's when the fullness of the people who are saved has come in.
什么时候得救的人数填满的时候,我们的主就要来了。Whenever
the fullness of the time, the people who have been saved is complete, then our Lord shall return.
这个时候我们知道发生一件大事,以色列全国都要转向 我们的主,他们要悔改,
And at this time, a great thing happens. That is, the nation of Israel, the whole country, will return to the Lord, and they will repent.
他们要呼求,
they will cry
主的名,
out.
主的名,
they will cry out to the name of the Lord.
这个时候,以色列全家都要得救, 以赛亚第60章最后的一段,
At this time, the house of Israel shall be saved, and the last part of Isaiah 60 shall be fulfilled.
必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切的罪恶。又说：“我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。”
And so all Israel will be saved as it's written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins.
这个约是什么一个约?
What kind of a covenant is this?
我们都知道这是新约。
We all know that this is the new covenant.
我想耶利米31章 都提到这个,希伯来书第8章也很清楚地提到了这个约。
Both in Jeremiah 31 and Hebrews 8 clearly mention this new covenant.
这里讲,我要与他们所立的约,在我这本圣经,到了最底下,它有一个注解,它要叫你自己去翻以赛亚书27章的第9节,我想我们不要去翻了。 因为我们知道这个约,对不对?希伯来书第8章很清楚告诉我们,耶利米31章也很清楚告诉我们,但是在这里说,你要去看以赛亚书27章的第9节,所以我就再去翻一翻,我看看上面怎么写的。
In the footnote of my Bible, it refers me to Isaiah 27:9. You don't have to look it over because we know it very clearly, those from Jeremiah 31 and Hebrews 8. But I myself did check it out, what he says.
这里很简单，就一句话。
Simply put, just one statement.
就是我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
That is, I will no longer remember their sins. I will forgive their iniquities. Thus says the Lord.
其实你去看新约啊，不，你去看这个约，不是那么简单，就是一句话。哎，这里就是讲这么一句话。
Even though if you look in closely into the new covenant, it's not that simple. However, it could be all summed up in this statement.
最少提起四件事。
At least four things are included in that.
而这里的这句话是最后的第四件事。
And this statement is the very last thing of the four things.
感谢神，圣灵提醒我们，这是最重要、最重要的，最得到赦免，不再我要宽恕他们一切的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。若是这一句话没有实现的话，上面这三件事都不可能实现的。我们要得到一个新的心，我们要得到一个新的灵，对不对？我们要得到这个圣灵。
In the new covenant, we have been promised that we will receive a new heart, new spirit, but none of this will be fulfilled.Unless the fourth thing of the covenant is actually carried out, that is, he will no longer remember our lawless deeds and no longer remember our sins.
所以我们记得五旬节那一天，彼得站起来，最后对他们讲：“你们要悔改，奉主耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得到赦免。”你们就领受所应许的圣灵，你们重生了，你们得救了，你们与主有了这个生命的连接了。
That's why Peter on the Pentecostal day that he rose up and saying, "Repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit." Now repent because now you have received the Holy Spirit, you have been born again.
所以弟兄姊妹。以赛亚书第六十章，什么时候神要照着他的定规成就这个事呢？主耶稣来的时候。但是弟兄姊妹，你要注意，绝不的应验，近的应验就是五旬节。
When will God actually perform what He's promised in Isaiah 60? That he will hasten it in its season. But brothers and sisters, let's know that there is a partial near fulfillment of this saying of God that is on the day of Pentecost.
我们看见有三千个人，有五千个人，他们都悔改，他们的罪得到赦免，他们就领受了圣灵，这就是与他们定的那一个约。
There we see that 3,000, 5,000 people were saved and they all received the Holy Spirit. And this is the covenant that God has made with them.
以色列全家得救，要主来的时候。
The whole house of Israel shall be saved at the coming of the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
好，我们再来看两处的圣经。
Now we will read two more passages of the Bible.
格林多后书
Second Corinthians
第一第一章
Chapter 1
我们看第三节一直到第六节
Verses 3-6
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神就是发慈悲的父是各样安慰的神感谢神
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ The Father of mercies and God of all comfort.
这位父是发慈悲的父。
This Father is the Father of mercies.
这位神是使各样安慰的神。
And this God is God of all comfort.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
我们既多受基督的苦楚呢，就靠基督多得安慰。
For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, So your consolation also abounds through Christ.
第六节我们特别注意。
Let's pay a special attention to verse 6.
第六节，我们受患难呢，是为叫你们的安慰的拯救。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们的安慰的拯救。我们的安慰呢，也是为叫你们的安慰，都是为着你们。
Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
所以保罗说，我们受苦难也好，受患难也好，是为了叫你们得益处的。
So Paul says that whether we are in affliction or in any adversity, it is for your sake, for your good.
好，我们再看第四章
Chapter 4。
我记得这段话是我们第十七讲的时候，我最后用的这段经文，但是因为时间已经到了，所以我很简单的提了一提。我想这是我今天要重点的，要与弟兄姊妹交通的这段话。
In my last 16th sharing with you,I cited this passage, but because the time was short, so very quickly I mentioned it. But today, this passage is the focus of my sharing.
我们还是少念一节就行了，我们不要全部念，我上次都念过了。
We will just read one verse instead of the whole passage as I did the last time. Verse 7.
我们这宝贝放在瓦器里。要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
好，十五节。
Verse 15.
凡事都是为着你们。
For all things are for your sakes.
好叫恩惠因人多。越发的加增
That grace having spread through the many
感谢格外的显多
May cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God
以致荣耀归给神
So that God could be glorified
我想我们读中文好像有点 confused 这里好像因为人多了所以恩惠就加多了其实不是这个意思
If you read the Chinese Bible, it's kind of confusing, as though it's saying, because of the multitude of people, so the grace increases.
好像中文的翻译是教会人数越多，神的恩惠也就越来越多，不是这个意思。
As if it's saying that, the more people in the church, then the more God's grace will be.
等会我们来解释。
But it doesn't mean this. Later on, I'll elaborate more.
我想我们最后还是念。最后的一段经文很重要。
Now the last passage I will read is very crucial.
第五章彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那是诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里面召你们。做什么？得享他永远的荣耀。今天神召我们，拣选我们做什么？要得着他那个永远的荣耀。
May the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, wise God has chosen and called us so that we could obtain that eternal glory.
但是不要忘掉我们要得着那个永远的荣耀，我们必须要经过苦难的。
But do not forget this. For us to obtain that eternal glory, we have to go through tribulation.
等你们忍受苦难之后，必要亲自的成全。你们必要亲自的成全你们，要坚固你们。是力量给你们， 愿荣耀全能都归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
After you have suffered a while, he himself will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen.
主啊，唯有荣耀全能都应当归给你，从今时一直到永永远远。
To you alone, Lord, be power and dominion from now on and forever and more.
主，今天我们又能够聚集在你宝座的跟前。
Lord, today we again are gathered before your throne.
是你丰盛的怜悯，也是丰盛的慈爱。
According to the abundance of your mercy and in the multitude of your loving kindnesses.
我们可以敞着脸，今天来到你宝座的跟前。
So that we could lift up our face and come before your throne.
主，我们要存着敬畏的心，在你的宝座前，我们一起的伏地敬拜。
With unveiled face in the heart of fear, together we fall prostrate before your throne.
主，我们要深信刚才我们所唱的诗歌，我们所有的祷告，所有的赞美，从我们心灵的深处所发出的。你都已经允了。
Lord, we are convinced that it is pleasing to you and you have accepted all our praises and singing from the very depths of our heart.
我也深深相信我们的主，你的灵已经在我们的中间。
We firmly believe that the Spirit of the Lord is in our midst.
主，我们继续的仰望等候你的话。
Lord, we continue to hope in and wait for your word.
主，我们深深相信你的话不会突然返回。
Lord, we are persuaded that your word shall never return in vain.
主啊，雨雪怎么从天而降，不会的返回。
As the snow and rain come down from heaven and will not return.
它要滋润田地，它要使田能够发芽结果子。
It will nourish the land and also make the seed bud and bear fruit.
主，给你仆人也有这样的信心，只要是出于你的口，是出于你的话语，每一句也必如此，绝不突然返回。
So also grant the same faith to your servant, knowing that every word that proceeds from your mouth shall never return void.
这等道成就了你自己的美意。
Until it has accomplished your good pleasure.
感谢主，我们等候你。
Lord, we give thanks to you and we wait for you.
我们的心等候你。
Our hearts wait for you.
我们仰望你的话。
We simply look, hope in your word.
就出于你口里的话，每一句都带着能力。
Because, every word that comes from your mouth, it comes with power.
主，谢谢主给我们的灵，不是胆怯的，刚强的，仁爱的。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the spirit, not of timidity, but of love, power, and of a sound mind.
愿你的灵充满翻译的，充满你的仆人。
May your spirit fill the translator, fill your servant.
主，也愿你的话在这里照亮每一个在座的属于你的儿女的心。
Lord, also may your word enlighten the heart of everyone sitting here.Our sons and daughters of yours.
主，我们再次把荣耀全能都归给你。
Once again,
归给你，从今时直到永远。
To you be glory and dominion from now on and forever and ever.
只有你是配。
Lord, you alone are worthy.
祷告祈求等候信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask and hope in you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，感谢主，这是我第18讲。
Beloved,
那基督那个吃不透的丰富。
Beloved, thank the Lord. This is my 18th sharing with you on the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这个题目，我想这也是这一次的最后的一次。
I believe this is also the last sharing of this theme.
我不说我已经讲完了。
I do not say that I am done with this theme.
基督那差不多的丰富是永远讲不完的。
Because that unreachable, unsearchable riches of Christ can never be exhausted in word.
但是今天呢，我们可以暂时告一个段落。
But for the time being today, I would like to wrap it up.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我以上的差不多最后的第三、第四讲，我用了很多旧约的圣经。
For the past three or four sharings, I used many of the Old Testament verses.
我也讲了，用了很多的时间讲以色列的那个历史。
I also spend a lot of time on Israelite history.
为什么我们要用这么多的旧约的圣经？为什么我们要用这么多的时间来讲他们的历史？
Why is it I use so much time and so many verses on Israelite history?
我想我也提过了。
And I've mentioned this.
我想不但是这是以色列的历史，在这个历史中间要给我们非常深的属灵的意义，属灵的教训。
Because this is not only the Israelite history, but in the midst of this history, it could give us very deep, very profound spiritual meanings.
一方面可以提醒警戒我们。
On the one hand, it reminds and warns us.
为什么以色列百姓以色列的历史，整个历史，这个两千年的时间，为什么他们经历这么多的苦难？
Why the Israelites throughout the 2,000 years of their history experienced so many afflictions?
为什么他们过这样一个悲哀的日子？
Why did they live such a miserable life?
为什么他们充满着眼泪，充满着痛苦，充满着患难？
Why did they are filled with tears, anguish, and troubles?
提醒我们，警戒我们。
This reminds us and also admonishes us.
他们的罪。
Of their sins.
他们背逆了神。
Of their rebelling against God.
我们看见诗篇第107篇第十节到第十一节怎么讲的。
As we read in Psalm 107 verses 10 and 11.
主事的人说，他们坐在黑暗死荫里面的人。
The psalmist tells us those who sat in darkness and the shadow of death.
他们是被困苦、苦难和铁的链条关束在里头的。
They are bound by tribulation and also iron chains.
他们没有自由。
They had no freedom.
为什么？
Why?
下面一句就告诉我。
And next verse tells us why.
因为
because
他们违背了神的话语。
Because they rebel against the words of God.
因为他们藐视了至高者的那一个旨意。旨意原文 counsel 其实不是这个解释，乃是他的教训、他的教导、他的旨意。
Because they despise the counsel of the will, the teaching of the Most High God.
所以他们坐在死荫黑暗的里面，所以他们被困苦，被这个铁链把他们捆束起来了。
And this is why they sat in darkness and shadow of death. They're bound in afflictions and iron chains.
若是你去看以赛亚书第五章。
And if you read Isaiah chapter 5.
这里讲到六个祸。
Here.
祸在。
Here we see six woes. Woe, woe, woe.
最后一个祸。
The last woe.
最后的一句。
And of the last part of this verse.
为什么神向他们发怒？
Why?
他们掳到巴比伦去受苦呢？
Why is God was furious against them, took them away captive to Babylon?
因为。
Because.
他们离弃了。藐视厌弃了万军耶和华的言语和以色列至高者的教训教导。
Because they rejected the law of the Lord of hosts, and they despised the word of the Holy One of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这个历史警戒我们，提醒。
Now, beloved, this is the history that warns us and admonishes us.
我上次提到了两节，彼得前书的第一章第七节和彼得前书的第四章第七节，我想我们今天不再重新重复了。神要审判。
Last time I mentioned 1 Peter 1:7-7. Today I will not repeat it. Mainly is God will judge.
审判要从神的家开始。
And judgment shall begin at the household of God.
今天很流行的，很受人欢迎的为恩典人，我讲了不知道多少次。
Today there is this doctrine so popular, so welcomed by people, that is the doctrine of grace alone.
新约是一个恩典的时代，不再审判了，过去了，过去了，过去了。
They say New Testament is an era of grace. No more judgment. It's all over, over.
你打开启示录，
七
封书信。
If you open your Bible to Revelation, read the seven epistles.
整个启示录讲审判，主来以前的审判。
The whole Revelation.Speaks of the judgment before the Lord returns, the great tribulation. And first, the judgment begins at the house of God.
你看第二章对着推亚推拉教会所说的话。
Read chapter 2 of the sayings toward the church of Thyatira.
圣灵怎么讲的?
What does the Holy Spirit say to them?
怎么警戒他们的?
How does the Holy Spirit warn them?
我要叫她病卧在床。
I will cast her in the sick bed.
若是你们不悔改，还是像她那样行，你们也要受这样的大患难。
If you do not repent and you follow the adultery as the woman, you will also...suffer this tribulation.
我要杀死他的胆类。
I will slay his children.
哇，这个话有多重啊。
How weighty, heavy the statement is.
叫你们众教会知道，我是监察人心肺腑的这一位。
So the whole church will know I am the one who searches the mind and the heart.
我要照着个人所行的个人的行为来报应你们。
I will render to each one according to his works.
照着你们个人所行的行为来报应你们。
I will recompense you according to your works.
谁是你们?
Who are you?
教会。
The church.
所以这里提醒我们，警戒我们。你看，整个以色列的历史就是这样一个提醒。
So here we see the whole of Israel's history serves as admonition and also a warning.
一个国家是这样，一个民族是这样，一个家庭是这样，教会是这样，神的儿女也是这样。不会离开这个原则的。
The same principle applies to individuals, families, churches, and also even the whole nation.
神不偏待人的。
God is not partial.
神对着以色列他的选民是这样，对着今天的他的属天的选民也是这样。
If God so treats Israel, his chosen people, earthly ones, he will also do the same thing to his heavenly people, the church.
公义公平是他宝座的根基，慈爱和信实行在他的面前。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Loving kindness and faithfulness go before him.
这是对我们的提醒。
Again, through their history, this is a warning, this is a reminder.
但是我们感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
神愿意我们受苦吗?
Because is God willing to have us suffer?
神把他们掳到巴比伦，盼望他们能够悔改，转向神，让他们仍然能够蒙恩，仍然能够得福，因为亚伯拉罕的后裔命定要得福的。
The Lord sent them to Babylon, hoping that they would repent, return to Him, because God has predestined that the descendants of Abraham should be blessed.
所以让他们回头，神要继续的赐福给他们，继续的施恩给他们。
As long as they return, God will continue bless them.
这是神的慈爱。
Because this is God's loving kindness.
所以若是你去看耶利米哀歌第三章，有句话说。他纵然使我们忧愁，还要按着他诸般的慈爱发出怜悯。为什么？因为他不甘心叫我们受苦，不甘心叫我们忧愁啊！这是我们今天所信奉的主。
If you read Lamentation chapter 3, you read the verses. Although he causes man to grieve, he will again show compassion according to the multitude of his loving kindness, because he does not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of man. This is the Lord that we have believed in. He's not willing. All these prophets have touched upon God's heart. Jeremiah is like this, so is Isaiah.
So Isaiah 54章里面有句话说, 你们受苦难,
so in Isaiah 54, is the saying that in the midst of your affliction, the Lord is afflicted.
所以当我们受苦难的时候,
do you know this just as a parent's heart toward his children? When we are afflicted, our father's heart is afflicted even more so than we.
但是,
but
他们的历史是一个受苦悲哀的一个历史。
Israel's history is a miserable history of suffering.
但是是不是都是因着他们的罪所带来的呢?
But is it all because of the outcome of their sins?
不是的。
Not necessarily.
你去念以赛亚, 我上次同弟兄姊妹交通过这个这一章就是64章, 以赛亚。
If you read Isaiah 64, last time I shared this with you,
以赛亚怎么对耶和华?
What does the Lord say to the what does Isaiah say to the Lord?
耶和华, 现在, 你仍然是我们的父, 现在, 你仍然是我们的父, 你是窑匠, 我们是泥巴, 我们都是你手中的工作。
Isaiah says, now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter, we are all the work of your hand.
一讲到父就是一个慈悲的父, 是各样安慰的神, 对不对? 我们刚刚念了保罗的那个书信。
He called the Lord Father. Whenever we speak of the Father, just as Paul said, Father of mercies, Lord of all comfort.
以赛亚知道。
Isaiah knows this.
所以下面一段他怎么讲? 虽然 西安也好,虽然圣城也好,虽然圣殿也好,都成了荒场,都成了旷野,都被毁坏,烧毁,但是,它里面还是有盼望。
So even though he says that Zion, the holy temple, the holy cities are wilderness, the temple is being burned with fire, still Isaiah has this hope in him.
不错,里面有罪的成分在里头,所以遭遇这些。
Indeed, because of this component of sin, so Israelites suffered.
但是以赛亚也看到,我们是泥巴,你是窑匠,我们都是你手中的工作。
But at the same time, Isaiah also sees that we are the clay, and God the Father is the potter. We are all the work of His hand.
你要塑造我们,要塑造我们成为一个荣耀,珍贵,能够把神的那个丰盛,那种心情美德,都能够彰显出来的一个器皿。
God the Father will mold us to manifest all the fullness of His divine nature, His virtue, to show Father's fullness.
所以上次我们同弟兄们交通到43章以赛亚讲得非常清楚,我们是成为你名下的名,是你手中的工作。
Just as I shared with you last time in Isaiah 43, that everyone called by my name is created for my glory.
是为着你自己荣耀所造的,是为着你的荣耀所造的,是你所做成的。 是你造作的,是你做成的,已经成功了。
We are the work of God's hand. We are created for His glory. We are formed. We have been made. Everything is accomplished.
弟兄姊妹,一块泥巴,要造成一个荣耀,珍贵,有用的器皿,能够把神的荣耀发表出来的,得着荣耀的叫神。 你看有多艰难啊。
Beloved, think of this, to make a piece of clay into a glorious, honorable vessel to manifest God's glory, how difficult it is.
就像一团这个米粉一样的，你要让它造成一个非常美味的馒头也好，点心也好，你知道这个过程有多艰难。
Just as with the flour, and then if you want to make it into a bun or some delicious food, you know the whole process takes time and it's difficult.
你若是会的做馒头的，做点心的，这个面粉在你手中要扭啊搓啊，哎呀，用力气啊！假如面粉有感觉的话，一定他在大叫，哎呀，疼死了，疼死了！你轻一点吧。
If you know how to make buns, then you see this for this flour to become a bun, then the flour has to be kneaded in your hand, turned, rolled. If the flour had any feeling, it probably would cry out, oh, it's painful.
不但扭过，这个用力过，然后还要放在烤箱里面，烤在蒸炉里面，还要加热，还要有一段时间，你才能那个美味口口，这个点心吃啊，对不对？
Not only do you knead the flour with much of the strength, and later on you have to put it into the oven and let it be baked in high heat, and then eventually it will come out delicious.
你看看，一块泥巴要成为一个荣耀的器皿，要经过多少的过程，多少今天来讲一个痛苦的煎熬的一个过程呢？
So likewise, for a clay to be formed into an honorable, glorious vessel, the whole process is full of trying and experiences with much anguish.
就是一块砖头吧，最简单的一块砖头，红的砖。你要知道，这把泥巴变成一块红砖，放在窑里面加热要多少时间？最少一个月的时间才可以拿出来用啊！一块砖呐。
Just think of this. Even to make a clay into a brick.All right, and you have to, it takes months work on this brick because you have to mold it and then put it into the kiln and with high heat and it comes out as one simple brick.
弟兄姊妹，今天的教会，神的儿女，神也要我们塑造成为这样的一个荣耀的器皿。
So likewise, beloved, today, God is doing the same thing to His children, the church, in order to make us this glorious vessel of His.
罗马书第九章你去看。
Read Romans chapter 9.
那里有一段话。
There, you will read this passage.
保罗说，弟兄们啊，一个窑匠难道没有权柄拿一段泥巴造成一个卑微的器皿，难道说他没有权柄用一段泥巴造一个贵重的器皿吗？这个窑匠有这样一个权柄啊，对不对？
There you read that, does not the potter have a right over the clay from the same lump to make a vessel for honor and another for vessel for dishonor?
最后他讲，他丰盛的荣耀要彰显在那些早预备蒙怜悯的荣耀的器皿的身上，他也定规了要我们造成这样一个器皿。
And then later,
他的荣耀要彰显在这个器皿里面。
And later he says that God will has predestined that the riches of his mercy should be shown in the vessels of mercy, that's us who have been predestined to receive it.
最后他讲，这个器皿不就是我们这些蒙召的，从犹太人中也有从外邦人中蒙召的吗？这有什么不可以呢？我是窑匠，对不对啊？
And these vessels of mercies are you and me being called out of the Jews, out of the Gentiles, is there anything wrong with this? Because the father is the potter.
我就想到彼得了。
Then,
我念了彼得书这段话。
Now I remember Peter, since we just read this passage in 1 Peter.
主耶稣第一次看见彼得，就对彼得说。约翰的儿子西门，你要称为什么？要称为基法。基法翻译出来就是彼得。
And when Jesus first met Peter, he said, Simon, son of John, from now on you'll be called Cephas. When Cephas is translated, it means a stone.
什么是基法？
What is Cephas?
我们知道这是希伯来话的那个石头。
It's the equivalent of a stone in Hebrew.
彼得呢是希腊文里面的那个石头。
And Peter is the stone in Greek.
你本来是约翰的儿子西门呐，西门的意思你是一块泥巴。
Simon, you are the son of John. Originally, you are a clay.
我要叫你成为一块石头。
Now I'll make you into a stone.
不但是石头，你去看彼得前书第二章，我们都像活石一样被建造成为灵宫，还要变成一块活的石头，还要变成一块宝贝的石头。
Not only a stone, but if you read 1 Peter chapter 2, we all come before God as living stones. So not only a stone, but a precious stone.
就是启示录第二十一章，新耶路撒冷城，你看见有许多的宝石，彼得要成为宝石中的一块。
Just as you read Revelation 21, you will see all the precious stones, and Peter is one of those.
弟兄姊妹，这个过程
，Beloved, the process is not easy.
哎呀，我常想到这句话，我们亲爱的弟兄，郑喜生，他已经被主接去了。他喜欢讲的，他说我们本来都是什么毛毛虫，有一天我们都要变成化物体，化物体。我们一直想到他这句话。
This saying of our dear brother Christian Chan often comes to me. This is something he likes to say, that we're all caterpillars, but one day we'll all become beautiful butterflies.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一天我们都要变成花蝴蝶。
One day we will all become colorful butterflies.
弟兄姊妹，夏天过了。
Brothers and sisters, the summer is past.
在这个夏天中，你们教会也好，你个人也好，参加过多少次的 barbecue?
In the past summer, whether you personally or in the church, how many barbecue gatherings you have attended?
就是烤肉，烤肉。
You roast all the beef or meat.
你看看这个烤肉啊，你喜欢吃吧？有没有人不喜欢吃的？
Is there anybody who does not like barbecue?
就是你不喜欢吃，你也可以闻到这个香味啊。
Even though you don't like it, you could still smell the aroma.
假如你在一个花园里面烤肉，哎呀，教会全教会在一起，哎呀，你远远就闻到这个香味啊。
If you're barbecuing in your backyard and all the people, you know, who come to your place, even in a far distance could smell this fragrance.
兄姊妹，烤肉怎么会这么香，这么好吃的？
Brother,
经过火，经过一段时间的烤才变成的。
Why is it when you roast meat, it's so delicious, so fragrant? Because, it's being put through fire.Through certain time.
今天所有烧烤的东西都是好闻好吃的。
Today, all the roast products smell good and also delicious.
都是经过长时间的热高温的。
It's all gone, they all go through a long period of time of high heat and high pressure.
我要提到启示录二十一章，我们看见新圣城、新耶路撒冷城，碧玉也好，金子也好，宝石也好，珍珠也好，都是经过高热高温才成功的。
In Revelation 21, we see all the precious stones, be it all kinds of pearl or gold or any kind of pressure stone, they all have to go through this high pressure and high heat.
并且不是短期的，是一个长期的过程。
And this is not for a short period of time, but through a long period of time.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你们有吃过我姊妹烧的鸡汤？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever tasted my wife's chicken soup?
我姊妹现在烧的菜我都会烧。
Now, all her dishes I have learned I'm able to do.
就是这一年我在那里学。
Because in this past year, I have been learning from her.
因为我姊妹对我说，以后她要到她儿子那里 Florida， 可能要一次不是什么三个礼拜，可能要两个月、三个月的时间。
Because she has informed me that very soon she will go to Florida to be with our son, if not just for 3 weeks, probably 2 or 3 months.
哎呀，我想我不能专靠弟兄姊妹啊，他们很有爱心啊。每次都烧了很多的菜给我。
So I'm thinking I cannot solely depend upon brothers and sisters, although they're very loving, always make dishes for me.
所以我要自力更生了。
So I have to be self-independent.
所以基本上我都学会了。
Basically, I've learned all the dishes.
就是这个鸡汤我现在还没学会。
Except this chicken soup, even until now, I haven't got it yet.
哇，一锅鸡汤。要烧多少时间？八个小时。
Do you know how long it takes to make this chicken soup? Just for one pot of chicken soup? 8 hours.
还不光是时间的八个小时。
It's not only the matter of long time, 8 hours.
什么时候加温？什么时候减温？什么时候揭盖？什么时候盖盖？哎呀，真是有一套啊。
And it has a lot in this making chicken soup because you have to know the time to cover the pot, to uncover it, when to heat up the soup, when to lower the volume of the fire.
所以我还没有基本的掌握。
So basically, I haven't got the hang of it yet.
我吃了他的鸡汤25年。
I have been eating her chicken soup for 25 years.
93年我开刀，肠胃开刀，你们都知道。
You know, I had.
从那一天开始以后，我就一直吃到现在，1000个鸡给我吃掉了。
You know, in 1993, I had stomach surgery. So ever since that day, I have been eating her chicken soup. I think probably 1,000 chickens have been consumed by me.
感谢神给我的恩典,
but I thank God for His grace that every day I could have this chicken soup.
所以你看看我的皮肤还不错吧?
So you see my skin complexion, not bad.
你看我的眉毛少了一点吧?
Do you see my eyebrows?
为什么?
They're fewer now.
太炫了嘛，上海人说眉毛都要掉掉的。
This is according to the Shanghai need saying that when food is so tasty, it will end up for you to lose your eyebrows.
感谢主，又香又炫，整个屋子都闻到这个香味。
It's so fresh. And so delicious that the whole house is filled with aroma.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候神就是要来烧我们，来烤我们。
Brothers and sisters, so many times it's the same way. God has put us through fire and as though He is roasting us.
甚至于神会用你最亲爱的丈夫。最亲爱的妻子，最亲爱的儿女，最亲爱的父母，最接近的婆婆，最接近的媳妇，好像是弟兄，好像是姊妹，慢慢的烧你，慢慢的烤你。
Sometimes God would use your dearest husband, wife, your children, your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, your dear brothers and sisters, and God would use them to put you through fire.And he's patient with that.
哎呀，问题在这里。
So here is the issue.
保罗说，我们外面的人一天毁坏一天，里面的人就一天心思一天呐。
Paul says though our outward man is perishing, our inner man is being renewed day by day.
今天我们最大的问题是什么？就是外面的人。
What's our today's greatest problem? That is our outward man.
很多人解释说这个外面的人就是我们的肉体，一天毁坏一天，这个不错。是的，我们一天肉体就一天在衰弱一天。
Some people explain this verse as saying that the outward man is our physical body, it becomes weaker and weaker day by day.
但是保罗这里的意思重点不在这里。
But the focus of Paul's assertion is not this.
这个外面的人就是你这个旧的人，就是你的那个天然，就是你的己的生命。
This outer man is your old man, the self, your old self is your natural man.
今天最大的问题就是那一个外面的人。
So the greatest problem you have is your outer man.
我们这个外面的人把里面的那个新造的人限制起来了，捆绑起来，拦住了他的成长。他的发表把神的荣耀丰富能够彰显出来。
Our outer man hindered and obstructed and also blocked the inner man who's supposed to manifest God's glory.
所以保罗说我要叫外面人一天毁坏一天。
So Paul says, I want my outer man to perish day by day.
让里面的人就能够天天成长丰盛。表现发表出来。
So the inner man will grow day by day, will increase to manifest God's fullness.
感谢主，我们在基督里都是新造的人，新造的人，新造的人，就是一切都是新的。
We thank God, we thank the Lord that in Christ we're all new creation, everything is new, right?
我们有个新的开始。
We have a new beginning.
我们有个新的 desire.
We have a new desire.
我们有个新的 heart.
And we have a new heart.
一切都是新的。
Everything is new.
我们有一个又活出一个新生的样式。
And we also walk in the newness of life.
但是事实上不是这样。
But in reality, it's not so.
看看今天的弟兄姊妹，看看今天的教会，当然有新的表现出来，但是没有太多。
Take a look at the brother and sister. Take a look at the church. Yes, there is some manifestation of this newness, but not plentiful.
为什么
？Why?
外面的人。
Because of this outer man.
你愿意让他破碎吗
？Do you want it to be broken?
现在最大的问题就是两个问题，弟兄姊妹听清了。
Now here we have the two greatest problems, brothers and sisters. Please be attentive to this.
一个是我们太爱惜我们那一个外面的人。
One is we cherish so much of our outward man.
约翰福音十二章。
John 12,
那一段话我们都很熟的。
We're all very familiar with this passage.
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍然是一粒，死了结出许多的子粒来。爱惜生命的要失丧生命，恨在这个世上恨恶自己生命的要得着生命，直到永远。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it brings up much grain. He who loves his life shall lose it, but he who hates his life shall keep it for eternal life.
为什么我们这个新的生命那个子粒不能结出果子来？
Why is that a new life, the new grain cannot bear more grain?
我们不舍得外面这个苦啊。这个麦子外面有苦嘛，硬的苦嘛，这个硬的不破碎呀。
Because we're not willing to let the outer shells or husk to be broken.
外面的蟹就是我们外面的人呐。
This outer shell is our man.
外面的人不破碎。里面的人怎么出来啊？
If the outer man is not broken, how could the inward man come out?
我们太爱自己。
Oh, we love so much of ourselves.
我们不舍得这个瓶子打破，香膏瓶这个真拿大香膏玛利亚把这个瓶子打破了以后，你看全屋子都是香气啊。
We're not willing to be like Mary when she broke the vial of the alabaster. Perfume, a pure nard. When she did it, the whole house is permeated with this aroma.
我们这个瓦器，我们不舍得它破碎啊，这个很简单的道理啊。
And likewise, the earthen vessel that we have, we're reluctant to break it also.
为什么保罗有这么大的能力？为什么保罗 到哪里哪里就有香气，哎呀，万物之都是香气，对不对？
Why?
保罗在第二章说，感谢神常率领我在基督里夸胜，各处传扬应认识耶稣基督而有的香气。
Why is Paul possesses so much power? Why is that wherever he goes, the aroma just is wafting through the whole house? Because just as he says in 2 Corinthians that thanks be to God that he always leads us in triumph in Christ and diffuses through us the aroma of his knowledge in everywhere.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear Lord,
为什么他的教导他的教训像一粒麦子一样的能够结出果子来有这个果效呢他的教导也好他的传福音也好有果效
How could God's teaching or the gospel be effective?
因为他愿意破碎自己。
Only when one is willing to break himself.
腓立比书第三章说：“
Philippians,
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，晓得与他一同受苦，效法他的死，我也得以从死里复活，受苦，受苦，破碎。”
Just as Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, that I may know Christ, the power of his resurrection.And the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, that I may attain to the resurrection out from the dead, that to suffer, to be broken. But we're not willing.
哎呀，神有时候稍微碰一碰你。
Sometimes when God just touch you a little bit,
哎呀，我们马上就叫了。
All of a sudden, we cry out. We complain.
甚至于我们跌倒了，站不起来了。
Or even we stumble, we fall.
哎呀，碰不起的。
So you are simply not touchable.
这个瓦器外面稍微轻轻的敲两下，哎呀，这个反应不得了。
If you just
我们外面的人不破碎，里面的人怎么出来啊？
If you just tap on the earthen vessel, the inner man that couldn't stand it. But if the vessel is not broken, the inner man cannot come out.
这是一方面。
Now this is one side to the truth.
第二方面，我们没有看到这是神的手，神的手。
The second point of this is we have never seen all this is.The hand of God.
我们在黑暗的里面看不到这是神的安排这个人也好这个环境也好领导我们的事情也好都是神的安排精心的安排啊
And because we're in darkness we do not see everything that happens to us be it the man, the environment, the matter is all orchestrated painstakingly by God
弟兄姊妹
Beloved
我们又回到以色列的历史。
Let's come back to the history of Israel.
他们被掳到巴比伦受苦，对不对
？They are captured to Babylon and they suffer there, right?
好像他们是被巴比伦掳去的，被尼布加尼撒掳去的。
As though they are actually being taken away captive by Nebuchadnezzar and stay in Babylon.
但是你去看看《耶利米书》第二十四章。
But go read Jeremiah chapter 24.
没有时间解释，很奇妙的一句话。你们到巴比伦是我打发你们去的，是我耶和华神打发你们去的。巴比伦的尼布加尼撒是我的仆人啊。
This is such an amazing statement, but simply put that the Lord.Sent, it is I, the Lord, send you to Babylon, through the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is my servant. The Lord sent you there.
你就要胜过我，你们就是一筐好的无花果树。你们在巴比伦要得到益处的，得到好处的。你们去吧，顺服我的手，看见。我的手不要看见你不加你啥的手
As long as you obey me, go to Babylon. It's just like the basket of good figs. I will do your good and just be obedient. Do not look at man, but look at my hand.
假如你们不顺服呢
But if you disobey,
你们就要像一棵坏的无花果树，坏的不能吃的，就像西底家一样，逃了，逃到埃及去了，逃难了。我们不愿意到巴比伦去，结果呢？结果呢？结果你们知道。
But if you disobey, you're just like a basket of bad figs, so bad they are not edible. Like Zedekiah, you know the result of Zedekiah? Even though you fled to Egypt, still the Lord would destroy them. Oh, if only we could all see the hand of God in the midst of all things.
千万不要看见这看到人的手，看到人的那种态度，看到人那种脸色，看到人那种无力的对待。哎呀，我里面要为自己伸冤，我要愤怒，我要对抗。哎呀，你是坏的葡萄树，坏的无花果树，坏的不能吃的，顺服下来。Never,
never look at man's hand. Never look at man's attitude, their looks, and their impoliteness. No. Obey, and then the Lord will do you good.
感谢神,
thank God.
神不会叫你受苦，过于你不能忍受的。God
will never allow you to suffer more than you're able to bear.
70年,
70 years.
你们就回来了。Israel
will come back.
你们还要把所有圣殿里面录取东西都带回来。You
will also brought back all the articles that are captured by Babylon back to the Holy Temple.
我有定期的。I
have predestined it.
你们在巴比伦一定能够忍受得住的。And
you were able to bear it in Babylon.
我现在烧你们、烤你们都有一定时间的，不会过于这个时间太长，也不会少于这个时间太短。哎呀，我们烧鸡汤的他知道这个时间，时间多了他就烧干了，时间不到香气不出来，没有鲜味。
The Lord will bake us, roast us over all these difficulties, and it's just like you're making chicken soup. When the chicken soup will be done, how to make it, the Lord knows it all. You will not suffer more or less than He has decided.
过于你们所不能忍受的，到了时间，我就一定会为你们开一条路的，对不对？哥林多前书第十章，哎呀，这些话。Just
as in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the verse says that you will not be tempted more than you are able, but with temptation, I will make a way of escape for you to be able to bear it.
哎呀, 时间已经差不多了。
Now my time is almost
down. But
excuse me, today I would like to use a little bit more time to really finish this theme.
我们讲到了两个受苦。We
mentioned two sufferings.
还有一个受苦。There
is a third suffering.
就是我们刚刚念的哥林多前书第四章的第十五节。That's
what we just read.
2 Corinthians 4:5。恩惠应人多，格外的显多，叫你们感谢，也越发的加增，把荣耀归给神。Just
like Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, grace having spread through the many, caused thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚念的哥林多后书第一章，我们已经看见保罗说：“我受苦难呢，是为着你们，叫你们的安慰得到拯救的。”And also
in 2 Corinthians 1, we just read that Paul says, "I am afflicted, so that you will be comforted for your salvation."
不是为着罪受苦的。So
Paul did not suffer because of sins.
也不是完全为着的要塑造我，改变我，磨成神儿子的形象而受苦的。Nor
was this solely the work of God in order to mold us, to change us into the image of the Son of God.
这个受苦是为着别人的益处。This
kind of suffering is solely for other people's good.
是为着别人得到好处的。
In order that other people will be benefited.
当然自己也得好处。
Of course, you yourself will be benefited.
你看看以色列百姓中间,
now, think of the people among Israel.
有好多见证人, 他们的受苦, 就是为着别人。
And there are so many witnesses among the Israelites, and their suffering is for others.
摩西为什么受苦？
For example, Moses, why did he suffer?
40年在旷野。
40 years he was with the people in the wilderness.
把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
In order to lead them out of Egypt.
当然他自己得好处。
Of course, he himself was benefited for this.
叫整个民族得到好处。
So the whole race of the Jews will be benefited.
你没念过创世纪的约瑟。
And you also read about Joseph in Genesis.
为什么约瑟要受这么多的苦17年？
Why is Joseph suffer so much for 17 years?
是为着你们的好处，到最后他说是为着你们。
In the end, he said, for your good.
感谢神。
Thank God.
约伯呢？
What about Job?
虽然约伯不是为着这个以色列国的民族或者国家，他是为着我们的好处的。
Even though Job did not suffer for the nation of Israel, but Job suffered for us, good, for our good.
雅各书第五章讲得很清楚，你们要学约伯的忍耐受苦啊，叫你们知道他后来的结局啊。我们的神是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的，叫你们在约伯的身上因着他的受苦，叫我们能够效法他，我们能够得到益处啊，对不对？叫我们得到很多的安慰。
Just as in James chapter 5, that we should take Job as an example of suffering and patience, and we know the end that the Lord intended for him, because from his example we know our Lord is compassionate, is merciful. So when we see Job, we learn from him, and this is all for our good.
为什么路加福音第十章那个好撒玛利亚人，好撒玛利亚人，为什么他能够医治那一个被打得半死不活就一口气的这个人呢？他用酒，他用油涂抹他，消毒给他的伤口，这个葡萄酒给他伤哪里，那时候没有酒精，给他消毒，然后呢把橄榄油擦在他的伤口，让他的伤口很快得到痊愈，减少他的痛苦啊。
Just like the Good Samaritan, when he ran into the Jew who was beat half dead, and the Samaritan went overand brought him the wine and oil. The wine can sterilize, so the wound will not get worse, and the oil will make the wound heal better, so he won't suffer as much.
今天葡萄要变成酒，橄榄要变成油，这个过程我就不讲了，你知道。
And today I will not go into the process for wine to become, for the grapes to become wine, or to make oil. The whole process you know.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道我们是祭司。
Brothers and sisters, we all know we are priests.
彼得前书第二章说，我们都像活死被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。我们都是祭司。什么是祭司？我们马上就想到服侍神嘛。做神的工嘛，对不对？
In Second Peter,
叫祭司嘛。
In Second Peter, we read that we are all like living stones being built of a spiritual house of God, a holy priesthood. The moment we think of priest, we think of this, we are working for God.
当然我们也是服侍人的，祭司还要服侍这些百姓嘛。
But also priests have to serve, minister to people.
这种想法最幼稚。最肤浅的，对不起，我讲这句话。
I'm sorry, I have to say this. This kind of thinking is so shallow, so childish.
是不错的。
Indeed, it is so. But
神真要你来服侍吗？
Does God really need you to serve Him?
你就看看千千万万的使者在那里服侍敬拜我们的神呐、啊，他真是需要你这样一个人来服侍他吗？做他的工吗？
Think of this, myriads of angels worship and serve God. Does God really need a person such as you to do his work?
神所看重的。
What God regards?
祭司是把神服侍给人。
What God regards is the priest should serve man with God.
用神的圣灵，基督的圣灵，用圣灵来服侍人。
with the life of God, with the life of Christ, with Holy Spirit to serve man.
哎呀，你看见马其西德大祭司，他也是撒浪王，对不对？希伯来书第七章，当亚伯拉罕失败了四个王回来的时候，马其西德带什么东西给亚伯拉罕？
Think of Melchizedek. He is the king of Salem, the high priest. When Abraham defeated four kings, what did Melchizedek bring to Abraham?
什么东西啊？
What did he bring?
带什么东西啊？
What things did he bring?
啊，你们都不知道。酒，还有呢？饼。
Bread and wine.
什么叫酒？什么叫饼？
What is wine? What is bread?
这时候的亚伯拉罕打败了四个王，你看他金碧丽净啊。
At this time, Abraham just defeated four kings. He must have been totally exhausted.
里面又有些害怕，有些恐惧啊。
And also a sense of terror within him.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
这个酒。
This wine.
这个饼。
This bread.
会叫他重新的恢复过来。
Will once again restore Abraham.
叫他得到供应。
So that Abraham would be provided
for,
to be fed,
叫他得到安慰,
to be comforted,
叫他得到能力,
to be strengthened.
弟兄姊妹, 这叫把神服侍给人。
Beloved, this is what it means to minister to man by bringing God to them.
所以保罗的服侍同我们不一样, 带来的果效不一样的。
So Paul's ministry is different from ours, even the fruit is different.
你可以去安慰人，你这个安慰人起不了什么作用。一个生癌的人，你去安慰他，你自己没有生过癌，哎呀，你应该怎么样呢？我要安慰你。哎呀，这个生癌的人，你不安慰也好，安慰了以后，他里面更烦恼。
If there is a cancer patient and you try to comfort him and telling him this and that, but you yourself have never had a cancer, whatever words you might say does not help him.
保罗说我受苦呢，是为了叫你们得安慰。
But Paul says,
叫你们得拯救，这是个把神服侍给人的。
But Paul says, I'm afflicted, it is for your consolation and for your salvation. Such is Paul, that when he ministers, he's able to minister God to those people.
弟兄姊妹，这个过程要受苦。
Brothers and sisters, to do this, the whole process requires you to suffer.
你愿意吗？
Will you be willing?
所以我们是做以色列的历史。再一次的提醒我们。
So through the history of Israel, once again we are reminded.
不但是提醒我们、警戒我们，也是给我们得到安慰、得到勉励、得到信心，面对这个时代的末了、黑暗的一个时代，我们怎么能够面对金钱周围的那些形势？
Not only are we warned, reminded, but also we would have this faith.Knowing how to face today's environment.
一个危险的时代，一个苦难的时代，磨难的日子，我们实在是需要。
This perilous, this trying, this difficult age, we truly need it.
保罗说我自战自清的苦楚，所以我不伤胆，为了要得着永远的不那一个荣耀。
Just as Paul says,
永远的荣耀，自战自清的苦楚，这些苦楚都是自战自清的，你知道吗？但是叫我们受苦。
Just as Paul says that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us an eternal weight, which is far beyond all comparison. Whatever affliction we are going through, this is temporary, but the glory endures forever.
我们感谢神，叫人的荣耀，叫教会的一处的好处，叫我自己的好处的荣耀，叫神的荣耀。
We thank God that if we suffer in such a way that we will benefit others, we will benefit ourselves, we will benefit the church, but most of all, God will be glorified.
我们有今世的来世 的永远的荣耀，你愿意不愿意？这个代价，这个牺牲，值得不值得？你考虑一下。
Now we have this glory of the present time, and also the glory of the age to come. This is eternal glory. Are you willing to pay a price for this eternal glory? Think about it.
最后，我用一段话就结束了。
Lastly, I would finish my sharing with this passage.
这个是我们刚刚念的彼得前书第五章第十节，很清楚，那是诸般恩典的神在基督里召你们，这荣耀的神叫你们忍受苦难以后，亲自的要成全你们，坚固你们，加力量给你们的。你放心。
Now take heart. Remember what Peter says in chapter 5 that may the God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a while, he himself will strengthen, establish, and also settle you.
我们已经看见我们是神手中的工作，在基督里面已经做成的。
Because we have seen that we are the workmanship of God, created in Christ, a completed work.
神要按照他所定规的说成这事。
And the Lord will hasten this in its season.
只晓得主要加增千倍，若晓得国要成为强盛，耶和华必按照定规说成这事。
Just as Isaiah says, the smallest one will increase to 1,000, the least one will become a mighty nation. Even I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time.
我们感谢神，我们是至小的主，你知道吗？教会在地上不过是小群。主耶稣对门徒说，你们不要害怕，你们这是小群啊。我们在整个与整个世界人口中间，基督徒永远是一个对的小群，是世小的主。
Here on earth, we Christians are the little flock, the smallest one. Among all the people in the world, we forever will be the little flock.
在千年国度，教会要成为一个大的数啊，数不清的人从各地、各方、各民、各国来的，数不清的人啊。这是教会将来。
But in God's kingdom, the church will become a mighty nation with innumerable people from all people, nation, tongue, and tribes.
我们这个国家教会就是神国的彰显，我们都知道嘛。教会就是神国的彰显嘛，对不对？基督在这里掌权，他的话在这里掌权，这叫国度嘛。
We all know that the church is the manifestation of His kingdom. Here, Christ, His word reigns. So this is called His kingdom.
但是这个国是一个肉的国，非常肉，你就是很没有什么。我们不是说我们不是世上的国，没有什么权势的，真正。按照这个世界来讲，所以教会经常被人欺负，被人逼迫的，整个的历史给我们看到，是一个弱小的国。
But here on earth, we are a weak nation. That's why we are often oppressed, taken advantage of, and are persecuted by others.
感谢神。
But thank God.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews 12.
有天所有受造之物，我不但要震动地，还要震动天，所有受造之物都要被震动啊！唯有那个不能震动的，要撑到永远。所以弟兄们，你们既然得到了那不能震动的国，你们要感恩啊，照着他的旨意，乘着虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他，因为神乃是烈火。你就看到在勇士里面，在千年国度里面，这个国有多强大，永远不会震动的。有一天所有的国家都震去了，只有这个国生存。
Just as in Hebrews 12, we read that God says once more, I will shake not only the earth, not only the earth, but heaven. And everything that is shakable, all the created things will be taken away. Only those things that are not shakable will remain. And because of this, let's have grace so that we could serve God acceptably with fear, godly fear and reverence. So you will see in the millennium kingdom, we'll become a strong nation. And we will never be shaken. This is the kingdom that will endure forever. If only all our inner eyes will be opened so that we could see that the unsearchable riches of Christ will all be manifested in God's millennium kingdom. And this is the thing that God has already accomplished. We thank God for giving us such faith. Do not be despaired. Lastly, we will read Revelation
19:7. 为什么？因为羔羊婚娶的时候已经到了，新妇也已经预备好了，到了，好了，完了，已经完成了。
We will read Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.It is done.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起最后把这节圣经念一念，我们就结束了。
So, brothers and sisters, let's read this verse one more time, and then I will finish my sharing.
启示录的第十九章的第七节。
Revelation 19:7.
你有圣经的，我们一起来念。
If you have your Bible, let's read it together.
我们
要欢喜快乐，
把荣耀归给他。因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，想要按着定规说成这事。
Just as the Lord says, I will hasten it in its time.
我们低头祷告。
Our head bow, please.
愿这些话都是出于你的口。
May all these words come from your mouth.
愿这些话在我们神儿女心中，我们都有深渊和深渊，我们都能响应。
May all these words dwell in your children's heart just as deep calls upon deep.
主啊，召我们是信实的，你必定要成就这事。
Lord, faithful are you who called us, you will bring it to pass.
你要坚固我们，帮助我们。
You will strengthen us, you will help us.
但愿荣耀全能都归给你，从今时一直到永远。
To you be glory and dominion from this time on and forever and ever.
主，照着你丰盛的荣耀，叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
Lord, according to the riches of your glory, grant us to be strengthened, with might, so that our inner man will, be strengthened.
主，你能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就这一切，要超过我们所求所想的。愿我们的神在教会中，在基督里得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
According to the power that works in you.To God be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever because you're able to do abundantly, exceedingly above all that we ask or think. Amen.
感谢神。
We thank God.